and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key. Home of Southern Sports and Talk. Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
Hello, this is Co-Pastor Patricia McFarlane from Applying the Word Ministry. I would like to invite you to tune in to the Sunday School Teacher each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on this station, WQEE. We will review the weekly lesson, so tune in, I said, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for the Sunday School Teacher. I'll be waiting for you.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Tune in Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 10:30 to listen to the Sustainable Brown Girl Radio Show, hosted by me, Ariel Green. Each week, we'll learn ways to be more sustainable in our everyday lives. We'll discuss exciting environmental news, ways to get involved locally, and we'll hear from women of color who are saving the planet in their own unique ways. Be sure to listen to the Sustainable Brown Girl Radio Show every Thursday at 10 a.m.
Welcome everyone. It's the first of the month. It's time to pay those bills, everybody. I am your host, Trish the Mobile Chaplain. I'm coming to you from 99.1 WQE. Today we have a very, very good and interesting show. I'm going to take a few minutes just to talk about a few things, and then I have a special guest that's coming on in about 10 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead with my part. Been doing a lot of praying, and what I want the people to know today, that the greatest lie of the enemy is making you think that you have time. The time is now. If you need to forgive somebody and let some stuff go, the time is now. If you need to do a business, write a book, whatever you need to do, the time is now. Procrastination is a spirit. It is holding a lot of people back. A lot of people's blessings are being held up because they're procrastinating. The time is now. You don't have the time that you think that you have. Praying for Ricky Smiley on the loss of his 32-year-old son and anybody else who's experiencing a loss, you're in our prayers. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. If it can be done today, no matter what it is, do it. Again, I'm going to say forgiveness is important. If there is somebody that you're holding a grudge against, whether it's your brother, your sister, your mama, whoever, forgive them. The time is now. We're going to have a special guest on the show today. Ephesians 4:11 talks about the fivefold ministry: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, for the perfecting of the saints. And just to let you know what an apostle is, it's a person that's sent by God. God has sent people in this earth to help us on this journey. And it's important to get to know, again, who we are in God. A lot of people are walking this earth and they don't know their purpose on who they are in God. And it's important to know. And God has sent people to help. And we'll be right back after the message.
Hank Arnold here from Cowie the Force. Cowie the Force is Noonan's own addiction recovery support center. We exist to provide recovery support services for individuals and family members who have been impacted by addiction. Our services are no cost, and all of our information is available on our website at www.cowietheforce.org or follow us on Facebook.
Hello, this is Co-Pastor Patricia McFarlane from Applying the Word Ministry. I would like to invite you to tune in to the Sunday school teacher each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on this station, WQEE. We will review the weekly lesson, so tune in, I said, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for the Sunday school teacher. I'll be waiting for you.
WQEE 99.1 FM would like to thank our listeners and sponsors for all your support. WQE 99.1 FM The Key, ahead of the game. If you would like to sponsor a show or host your very own show, call 770-347-9947. Ask for Ryan O'Neill. Let your voice be heard. Thank you once again. Call 770-347-9947 to support WQEE The Key.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Trish, the Mobile Chaplain, here on 99.1 WQEE, bringing you hope, healing, and inspiration. Today is a special day. I got a special guest coming up who's been a very good inspiration to my life. Again, I'm going to go over the greatest lie of the enemy is making you think that you have time. The time is now to forgive, let go, start that business, write that book. People are looking for change, and the change that they're looking for, we have to be that change. I talk about having a prayer meeting, everybody meet for prayer, and everybody meeting and networking and see how we can change these communities. The name of that event is going to be We Are the Change, and we are looking for a location between Columbus, Georgia, and Noonan, like the middle ground, to have that event where people come together. They're going to pray. They're going to talk about ways, like I said, we can change the community. If anybody knows a location, please go on Seeds of Hope with Trish on my Facebook page and share what you think would be a good location for this event. And when I come right back, we're going to have my special guest on. We're talking about Ephesians 4 through 11, Apostles Sent by God. On WQEE, we'll be right back.
Please
Please join us every Thursday at 10:30 for the Connecting Hearts program. We will bring together mentors from our network to give you resources and inspiration on key areas of your life. I am your host, Margie Conway, the Joy Coordinator of Creative Hearts Studio, located near downtown Noonan. Look for us on social media for continuous stream from your carefully chosen mentors. Again, please tune in Thursdays at 10:30 to the Connecting Hearts program, where we connect the hearts of women to resources, inspiration, and one another.
I am Apostle Deborah Harris, Pastor Apostle of Kingdom Connected Ministries International at 121 Hillwood Circle, Noonan, Georgia, presenting Connecting the Kingdom. Connecting kingdom citizens, kingdom businesses, and advancing the kingdom of God in this hour. Join us each Tuesday at 10 o'clock a.m. with guests who are sharing their faith, business, and ministry.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
WQEE 99.1 FM would like to thank our listeners and sponsors for all your support. WQEE 99.1 FM The Key, ahead of the game. If you would like to sponsor a show or host your very own show, call 770-347-9947. Ask for Ryan O'Neill. Let your voice be heard. Thank you once again. Call 770-347-9947 to support WQEE The Key.
If you think or know you had COVID-19, you can be around others after 10 days since symptoms first appeared, and after 24 hours with no fever without fever-reducing medication, and after other symptoms have improved. If you have tested positive for COVID-19 and you had no symptoms, you can be around others 10 days after you got tested for COVID-19. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Trish, the Mobile Chaplain, here bringing you hope, healing, and inspiration. Today, I have a special guest. I'm so honored that she's on my show. She is the person that teaches and trains me, and I have her here today, and I want to just first thank her for being here. Apostle Alicia, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. Tell the people in Radio Land a little bit about you.
Hello, everyone. I want to thank you, too, Trisha, for this opportunity. My name is Apostle Lisa Biggers, and I'm the senior leader of Sword and Shield International Ministries in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay. Tell a little bit about...
Ministry.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Tell them a little bit about the ministry, Apostle Alicia.
Okay, the type of ministry that Sword and Shield Ministry is, it's an inner healing and deliverance ministry. Some may say, what is an inner healing and deliverance ministry? It's the type of ministry that teaches the restoration of broken places. In other words, where people have been hurt and wounded inwardly, where they may look like they're fine outside, but on the inside, they're dealing with insecurity. They're dealing with rejection. They're dealing with pain. And so we believe in teaching the principles of the Word of God, reconciling mankind back to their Creator. Because so many times people struggle and they can't relate to the scriptures, but we believe in teaching, making the scriptures come alive to apply to what it is that that person is dealing with in their life.
Amen. I'm under her leadership, people, and Apostle Alicia really is the truth. She don't play with us. She teaches us how to walk in the true power of God. Since I've been under Apostle Alicia, she has taught me so much, and it's just a great ministry. Alicia, tell the people kind of about the different things that you do and how they can follow you, because I do believe the Bible says deliverance is the children's bread. And there's so many people that go to church every Sunday. They hoop and holler, fall out, say amen. And they go home still broken, still with the same problem. So healing and deliverance is necessary. And like I said, a lot of people need it. So tell people how they can follow you, because I'm in your ministry and I know what you have done and your ministry have done to help heal and deliver me in some areas. And healing and delivering is continuous. It's something that we always gonna need because we always gonna face issues. So tell people in Radio Land, Facebook Live, how they can follow you. And also, people, you can go on Seeds of Hope with Trish. Apostle did a message on Tuesday about moving forward and not moving backwards. I hope you guys can go on that page and hear the message and follow Alicia. But Apostle, tell them how they can follow you and hear you.
Okay. Okay, they can follow me in several different ways. I'm on Facebook on Apostle A-P-S-T-L-E Alicia Biggers, or either they can follow with the church ministries page, Sword and Shield International Ministries. I'm on every Tuesday and every Thursday on Facebook Live at 6:15 Eastern Standard Time. And also, I have a church YouTube page, and it's called Deliver Me From Me. That's some coaching. I do personal one-on-one ministry, and I have a coaching mentorship group. Also, in addition to that, the church, we do a lot in the community, and so we believe in ministering. We got a clothing ministry. We feed the homeless. And also, we give back to a lot of women that are in the streets that need personal items. And so we're taking collections for women that have purses that they no longer want. And so what we do is we fill the purses with toiletries and things that a woman may need. And also, we have bags for men that we give them things that they may need, toothbrush, mouthwash, a comb, a brush, things that they may need that will help them. Also, we pass out clothes to them. We try to do everything that we can to try to minister to people. Sometimes we have furniture. Also, we have a clothing, we have a food bank where people can come by the church and they can get some food, because sometimes people just knock on the church doors and they're hungry. And so we want to be able to give them what they need. So whatever that we try to have, we try to minister to the whole man, not just ministering through preaching and teaching of the word of God, but we try to give to them the tangible things, the things that they may need.
Great, 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 great ministry, Apostle. You did the message yesterday, moving forward and not looking back. And I told the people to please go on Seeds of Hope with Trish, or they could follow you, Sword and Shield International Ministry. Tell people a little bit about moving forward, how God requires us to move forward and not look back. Share a little bit of that message with us, and okay. We're going to okay. end. Oh, go ahead, Apostle.
Yes, ma'am. The message that I was coming from, talking about how he said in Philippians 3:14, how Paul said that we gotta look forward and we gotta leave those old things behind. Because so many times that we're trying to move forward, but we keep looking back at past hurts. We keep looking back at what they said to us, what they did to us, what happened. And if we're going to move forward in life, we got to be willing to give those people, those situations, those things that have hurt us, we got to be willing to give it to God. By giving it to God, it's not saying that what they did was right. It's just saying that what they did, I'm going to let God fight for me. I'm going to let God handle this situation for me. But I'm going to focus on the promise. I'm going to focus on what I'm believing God to do in my life, because this is a time that we got to be willing to push forward. And in the scripture, in Philippians 3:14, the Bible says, I press. And so when you say that you're pressing, you got to go up against all type of restrictions, all type of limitations. Because sometimes we get hurt, we're dealing with different things in our bodies, and we don't feel like it. And if we're going to move forward, we got to be willing to push beyond our feelings, pushing beyond our emotions. Because when you're moving forward, we got to understand that we're not going to be able to take everybody with us. Some people are going to be left behind, But it's okay, because as you're moving forward, when those people are ready to move forward, they can look at you and they know where to reach you at. And so sometimes when we're moving forward, we got to know that it's okay to go by yourself, because this is a time of growth. This is a time of development that God wants to spend some one-on-one time with us so he can help deal with those issues that we need to deal with, because he wants to mature us in these areas, and we'll never be able to grow if we keep looking back. And that's why the scripture told Lot, don't be like Lot's wife, don't look back. And so many times we look back, and it causes us to be stuck. It causes us to be complacent, and we can't move on, because instead of looking forward, we're looking behind, and we're entertaining people tell us about those situations, things that don't happen 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, yet we're struggling to live in our present life because our focus is on things that have happened to us in the past. And God don't want us to be like that. He wants us to move forward.
Amen, amen. And like I said, y'all can hear that whole message. You can go on Seeds of Hope with Trish. Apostle is on there with that message. Y'all can listen to the message, and please follow her. Apostle Licia Biggers, Sword and Shield International Ministries. Y'all, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to have Apostle pray for us. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of the Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it, because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans, weekdays 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, drive time on WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hank Arnold here from Cowie DeForce. Cowie DeForce is Noonan's own addiction recovery support center. We exist to provide recovery support services for individuals and family members who have been impacted by addiction. Our services are no cost, and all of our information is available on our website at www.cowiedeforce.org or follow us on Facebook.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Trish, the Mobile Chaplain. Back with my special guest on today. I have my leader who teaches and trains me, Apostle Licia Biggers, Sword and Shield International Ministries in Columbus, Georgia. And what we're going to do, we're going to have her say a prayer, and then we're going to go back to ways that you can follow her. Go ahead, Apostle.
Okay. Oh, gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness. We want to thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins of known and unknown. Father, we ask you to touch each and every person that's in radio land, each and every person that's going through problems and trials and tribulations, and they feel lost, and they feel like no one is to touch each and every person. We ask you, oh God, to be Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, and that you will supply each and every need to your people. We ask you, oh God, to be the healer, that someone may be sick, someone may be struggling, someone may be having a hard time in their mind. Father, we thank you that you will begin to release your healing virtue right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you begin to snatch people out of drug addiction. You begin to snatch people up out of the plots and plans of the enemy. And Father, we thank you, oh God, that they will begin to see the light. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you will begin to awaken your people where they have become spiritually dead.